Understood. I understand one of the members, Bill, is the one that is going to need to borrow a radio. Just check here, because you're more versed at it than I am. Is it absolutely required that he have a DMR ID?
Yes, it is. If he uses a repeater that's connected to Brandmeister, which I don't believe their portable repeater is. I think it's standalone. I do know a guy that, you know, Phil, ABPR, he knows a lot about it. He used to be really actively involved in it, and then he had some health issues that he tries to avoid crowds now. You know, he goes out to dinner and breakfast and lunch and all the other stuff with all of us and things like that, but, you know, these massive crowds he tries to avoid, which is understandable. I would, too. So he was telling me all about it. But if he talks on anything that's connected, he does need a DMR ID. And it's very easy to get. Just go to the DMR ID. Just Google search DMR ID, and you'll have one within 10 minutes.
Okay, that was my thought exactly. I could turn the boss down. He's dispatching again today. He gave me a roster of who's going, so I know it's Bill. And Bill, I did a roster for the club, and I gave it to Dave. And, you know, eventually you'll get a copy too. Everyone with a DMR ID. The one that is deploying with you guys that doesn't is K8WA. And so I think we're going to have to get word to Dave or word to Bill directly. And I understand how simple it is. Just get on there, get the number, because that's going to have to be programmed in the radio that he borrows, correct?
It doesn't have to, but what's nice about it is when he keys up, it will show on your remote display who he is. So that's what's really, really nice. So, you know, just like the days of your previous career, when somebody keyed, you could, you know, you didn't have to listen. You just look at your display. DMR does the same thing. So I key, if you have it programmed in your contacts, you know, 32 or 45, 79, it will say, you know, WAVD-Wally, okay? Or if you don't have it programmed, it will say all my digits. So realistically, you know, well, I heard somebody call, who was it? You could just look at your radio and see, oh, Wally, you know, found me. So that's what's really nice about that. And also the same digits are used for P25. So if he ever wants to get into the P25 end of things, because those radios are starting to come down a little bit, same thing. It'll show, you know, it shows the number, although P25 has nothing to do with Brandmeister. But it's Brandmeister that it gets a little fussy about using their repeaters and not having a DMR ID. And also, if he ever does want to get into it, and he wants to talk to, let's say, I don't care, China, Brandmeister won't allow him to use their network without a true DMR ID number. So, like I said, it costs nothing. It really doesn't mean anything. And it's about a five-minute application, maybe 10, where they verify that, you know, I forget, WB, whatever you said his call was, it just verifies he is a legit ham with technician or better credentials.